Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, preachers are called to speak God's word. Jesus was a preacher. When Jesus preached, he spoke God's word. But unlike all the other prophets, the word he preached was not given to him by the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Word. And he has been preaching the Word from the very beginning of the world. And God said, "Let there be light." And it was so. How's that for preaching? Nothing happened apart from the Word preached. But look at what happens when it is a new creation. Jesus is truly the man of his word. He is the word made man. There is no disconnect between what he says and what he does. When Jesus preaches a sermon, he's really preaching himself. Preachers are called to speak God's word. And according to St. Luke, the first place that Jesus goes to preach is in his hometown of Nazareth. He preached in the synagogue, and the people rejected his preaching, which is to reject Jesus himself. They tried to throw him over a cliff, but he walked safely through the midst of them, like Israel walking safely through the midst of the sea. From Nazareth, he went to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and he preached. Preachers are called to speak God's word. At first, they all were astonished, for his word possessed authority. They were shocked, confused, and even upset, because unlike all the other preachers who would begin by saying, "The Lord spoke to me," or "Thus says the Lord," Jesus simply said, "Truly, truly, I say, amen, amen, lego." But there was a man in the congregation who had the spirit of an unclean demon. The demon immediately connected the word Jesus was preaching to the person of Christ. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Have you come to destroy us?" And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." Notice the first thing that Jesus does. He takes away the demon's speech. He knows how powerful words can be, even words that are pure lies. Words like, "You will surely not die." "Be silent." That's what the first Adam should have said to the serpent when it began to preach to his wife. Just as Jesus had done in the beginning, the preacher was preaching light into darkness and separating the two, the darkness unto hell and the light unto life, and it was so. "Be silent and come out of him." And the demon and the man were separated. Now the crowd is amazed. They'd begun to speak to one another. "What is this word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." His word does just what it says. He is all talk and all action. Preachers are called to speak God's word. And from the synagogue, Jesus makes a house call on Simon Peter's mother-in-law. She wasn't at church because she had been home sick in bed with a fever, and not just a fever, but a high fever. Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever. He spoke to the fever. Instead, in the same way that he spoke to the demon, He doesn't rebuke the woman. He doesn't say, you should have gotten a flu shot or you should have taken better care of yourself. He just rebukes the fever. And it left her. And not just gradually or after a few days, immediately she rose and began to serve them. He preaches as one who has real authority. And the word got out about the real preacher who was in town. So they waited for the sun to set, because that was the end of the Sabbath, and they came to him who is the true Sabbath. Those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on them, every one of them, and healed them. Every one of them. Not one was missed or overlooked or refused. Not one went away disappointed. Not one was not healed. Every one of them, including you. In Nazareth, the congregation said, don't preach to us. And they tried to throw him over a cliff. In Capernaum, they begged him to stay. But Jesus knows his mission, and his mission is to preach. Preachers are called to speak God's word. And Jesus said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. The good news is the gospel. The good news is that by the preaching of his word, he has rebuked the demons and the fevers and the diseases and even death itself. By the preaching of the gospel, he exposes the false preachers for the noisy gongs and the clanging cymbals that they are. No greater rebuke was ever heard in hell. No greater good news was ever heard in heaven than the words that Jesus preached from the cross. It is finished. The false word that deceives you has been cast out, and the true word that saves you has fallen into your ears. And by the authority and power of that true word, has created faith in your heart, even a heart like ours. We have received it, and we are amazed. Amazed that he has rebuked our sin and cast it out of us, particularly those sins of speech that we are all guilty of, those words that we have used so carelessly and hurtfully towards others. Amazed that he has preached his Holy Spirit into us and made all things new and set us free and brought us peace and even changed the way that we speak to others. He preaches to every one of us. It is finished. Already accomplished, but not yet fully realized. For we know in part and prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know even as I am fully known. Until then, we do not despise preaching and his word, but we hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. And we say, preach to us, Lord. Please preach to us. Preachers are called to speak God's word. Jesus is speaking through them. So listen. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.